Welcome to the official AFL Fantasy Podcast with the Traders.
G'day with the Traders, I'm Roy, I coach Destroyer, and I'm here with Warnie.
Coach of the Warn Dog.
And Calvin.
Coach of Calvinator.
Speaking of Calvinator, yeah, we're going to have a look at his boys today with a bit of a price reveal. Coming off a shocking season.
Well, we're doing this far too early.
Yeah,
aren't we?
We are.
The Crows should have been in the top eight, shouldn't they, Cal? After being in the grand final last year.
I'm a bit salty, dog.
The Adelaide Crows, Roy.
Yeah. Can they bounce back?
Mate, that we've got some absolute gems here.
As a Carlton supporter, I need them to go bad.
Why?
Yeah.
Because a little bit of a tradey trade.
Yes. Well, let's start with, well, Rory Led. Where's he going draft?
Oh, well,
high again.
Top couple
very
of,
high.
He's definitely top couple of defenders.
His first round.
So he'd be top.
He'll go first round?
He'll go about eight.
Yeah.
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 Well, now
captain's off.
Do you start with him in your team in Classic and just know that he's there and he's done and dusted? He just sits there. Averaged 108.
I know. It's amazing.
That's probably almost a scary thing.
It is. It's just so expensive that I can see myself getting to the point where he's my cull guy.
For okay.
Yeah.
Interesting
you
for
should
him.
Just start with him.
Yeah, definitely.
He was the guy they went to most in the kick-ins. Take the marks from the kick-ins. So he didn't actually take it. He only took 18 of the 240 kick-ins for them. I thought he was often taking them.
You know why? Because he's taken that little mark in the pocket and then kicking.
And that's where he gets a lot of his points
from
because they are the marks.
Like, do you reckon he'll lose that?
Potentially because it's we still get it. Don't know what they're going to do, but might bypass that little chip that we did like
Which
back
means,
there. Could that mean that his numbers go down a little bit?
Well, it might mean he takes a kick in now if he can't get that easy next kick.
Because he's a running Gary.
Got another one here for you.
Correct.
Matt Crouch will average 115 this year.
Yeah.
Wow. Well, then he's a lock.
Yeah. He is.
Yeah, I'm with you on this.
So he went at 105, priced at 761,000. One of those games, though, he had a 33.
Mm.
Now, if you take that 33 out, dog, and you know how I like to take scores out and add them in, and he would have averaged 109. That would have been a top five midfielder.
And that's where I've got him about this year. In the rolling 22, I think he sits about six.
So I believe he's unders. He could be 10 points under what he could do.
Right. I like it. I really like it.
Yeah, no, I think I'm a big fan of him. I think that... So what do you, he was 107 the year before.
Mm.
So he's 110.
That's the year he came home like a steam train, though. Like
and that's why
nuts.
A lot of people
and his
started
final
him,
series was
started
humongous.
Him this year because of that.
Yeah. Yeah, no, he's definitely got it.
Right.
I like it.
Let's talk about his brother.
Yeah, I like this too.
Bradley Crouch.
Now, this is a lock.
It is.
This has to be done.
You have to do
He's training well. That's really positive for people to know about at the moment.
He's doing 80% load leading up to Christmas.
Yep.
And then 100% just to work off those hams. And
he's an absolute jet.
Yep.
He's such a finding value is harder since smart pricing has got a little bit smarter and you don't just get freebie hits.
Exactly.
But this one is as close to
genuine.
A freebie as we can get.
One. So he had groin surgery in June. Now, I guess, but he's running, doing everything he needs to at the moment.
Yep. Was it a complete relocation?
Not sure if it was a groin relocation or not, but he is on track to play in the JLT, so there's not more we can ask for then at the moment.
No.
But he is an out-and-out bargain. What do you see him averaging? Does he go 100 even?
Well, he's gone 103 before.
Yeah, so...
And in the finals last year, he went 121.
He was a beast.
So he can easily be 105.
So price at 72.
Mm.
What does he need to do to... He's, make him.
He's got 30 on that.
Yeah, I'm saying
like 20
say
plus
20.
Yeah,
I'm confident of 25.
Yeah,
and it could be more.
Lock, and low.
Right, another lock. Brody Smith.
Yeah, well, he's got a nice discount there.
He's massive. So he came back last year for two games in round 20 and 21. In his first game, 54, and his second game back, 101.
The value we are blessed with this year is absolutely ridiculous. It's going to, I don't know, it feels like mid-prices shouldn't have that asterisk next to their name.
Right.
Because there's genuine gun mid-prices here that we've just been gifted.
$439 is so cheap.
Yes, isn't it?
Yeah, he's priced at $60.
But we used to go, oh, they're mid-priced for a reason. But with these guys.
Yeah.
They're just guns coming back from injury.
That's it. So
he's a long way down the list when you scroll down the page and see that.
And there's
20
points. Yeah, and I reckon there's an average of one per team like that.
Yep.
Yep. Rory Sloane.
This is another real value pick.
Yeah, it is. Isn't
this
it?
Is like those. There's a lot
think
this
about
year.
Those tagged
you keep
games.
Saying, "Yeah, I know that's the worry." But these are the ones we say the mid price picks. But then we've just got all these guys that former premium. Is that the word to use
yeah,
for him?
Because he's a genuine
like,
star.
He has been. He's gone 106, 107. Like that is yeah. top 10 midfielder, yes. top 8 midfielder. Yeah. And he, you're buying him so, so cheap. You're getting him priced under 90. So 89.9 he averaged this year. Only played the 12 games. But prior to that, like there hasn't been too many issues with his body.
No.
22 and 21 games the 2 years prior. So 653K.
Okay.
You can be saving some good money
so
there.
So here's the deal with that. So you just step away from thinking about all we think about with, you know, tag, blah, 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 injuries. What will Rory Sloan average this year?
More than 100.
So there'll be tagged games where he has a couple of stinkers. Yep. He'll have a couple of 140s.
Yeah, well, that's it. He's got a ceiling on him.
He's going to average 100, isn't he?
Yep.
And he's priced at what? 88?
Yeah, just under 90. So even in his last 7 games, he went at an average of 99.
There you go.
So he only played 12.
Yep.
God, we've got 3 crows in the midfield.
Yep. Yeah, we sell ourselves every single time we do a new one of these price reveals. Are there any kids that might get a gig this
probably
year?
Only Chase Jones might get a bit of a run. Priced in the championships, he had 97.
Mm.
So
average that, yeah.
Must be able to score a bit, the kid.
Yeah, gets a price premium because he's a top 10 pick. Yeah. Two Jazzy boys in the top 10, that was good. Yeah. But, yeah, I think, so 254K.
It's a lot, isn't it?
It's a lot. And for job only security, you think Crows are probably a team that aren't or not really going to play too many
games. Well, they would think they're top four.
Yes.
They would think they're top four.
Probably so even higher.
It's going to be tough to get in for the first year kids, especially picking someone like Chase in a good team like that for that price is going to be hard when we're getting these mature age guys from poor teams. That almost basement price or our basement price.
Yep.
It's hard to find room.
All right. Now, from Twitter, a couple of questions have come through. Now, Rhett Weeks does ask, is Matt Crouch an option? How sold are we on him? Like, we like him to be an improver.
I'm very sold.
I'm 100% sold. He will improve on his average this year.
Yeah.
And he could even go up by 10. Yeah.
Genuine star.
You're picking him.
Safe, genuine star.
Slightly underpriced, I'll call it.
Yeah.
And lock in the Rolling 22.
He is.
Millertime. Is this a breakout year for Hugh Greenwood? Surely the basketball background finally pays off.
Nah, it's paid off.
Hugh Greenwood, 82 average this year. So only obviously his second year in the or playing seniors. And he's been about 80.
Yeah.
So his first 2 years.
Which is very impressive.
He's a tackler.
He is mid only.
Yeah.
So in draft, he's probably on the borderline of being drafted.
Yeah.
But could he pick up forward status?
Well, potentially. Now, the reason I'm not going to say jump in on Hugh is because Brad's back. Like Brad inside mid, he's going to take that time off Hugh when Hugh plays in the middle. He had a few good games through the middle, Hugh, but I think he gets bumped.
Denham at Melrose. Are we talking down Brad Crouch and Brody Smith going 90 and 80 respectively? Well, Brad, 90.
Yep.
Yes, safe. Mark that down. Brody Smith at 80?
Should do.
Should do. If so, are they options?
Locks, mate.
Yeah. Locks for that. What if they don't quite do those? Do you not touch them? You've got to be confident they both go a 90 and an 80. So Crouch 90 and Smith 80.
I'm very confident.
If you
confident.
Don't think they'll do that, you wouldn't pick them.
No,
would you?
No, definitely not. Yep. I just like so many names being available. They're names, they're proven players.
See, Brody Smith's never done 80 before.
No, right. Well,
so,
there you go.
But he's going to be, so his best season, well, yeah, it was an 80, 79. So.
And what's he priced at? What sort of.
So he's priced an average of 60.
Yeah, right. So that's still.
So even if it's 75, I still think there's enough meat on the bone there, Destroy. Mm.
Last question here comes from Cameron Lester, and he asks, is Wayne Miller a chance for you in defence? So he don't have any stats, but seem to finish well. Now, you can get old Wayno at 546K,
jeez.
So you're paying a bit for him because he averaged 75 from his 19 games last year. Had a couple of low scores in that. There was a 40, 60, a 20 early on.
Oh,
but the way he finished the year, so going
really
backwards, because
well.
I know Calvin, you like to go backwards in the numbers that they had.
Yep.
101, 91, 76, 83, 112, 80. So
lock.
He turns out, but he turns that 75 into the mid-80s.
Oh, so without a doubt. There's natural improvement there.
I don't think it's a real classic option.
No.
But draft, you could end up with a nice steal, you know, midway through when all the backs are going. Do you think?
Oh, 100%.
He's playing, training off the halfback.
He'd
as
be
well.
An exciting one to have in draft, I reckon.
Brody Smith coming back in might take a few of his kicks. But
what about your mate Paul Seedsman? Are you picking him?
No.
Didn't he go off for a while?
You know what he averaged in his last 10?
Would have been bad.
64.
Really?
Yep. Disgusting. Well, throw up in your mouth.
Fair not to pick him. Thanks for tuning in. We've just been talking about the Adelaide Crows. And next time on the official AFL Fantasy Podcast, which you can find on iTunes, on good old Spotify and all that sort of stuff, and the Google Podcast, you can catch us all there. But next time, you're going to be listening to us talk about
Oh, God.
Bombers. Get excited.
You've been listening to the official AFL Fantasy Podcast. For more expert advice from the traders, head to afl.com.au/fantasy.